It says daf is daf. Chaf, we got to the bottom of Yud Tesim and Beis. We just did the Mishnah about a person who took upon himself multiple Naziros in Chutz La'aretz, entered into Eretz Yisrael, and Beis Shammai Paskin that he has to count 30 days, just eat one complete Naziros, and Beis Hillel felt that he had to start all the way from the beginning with the Maisa of Hilni Amalka, who did this happen three times over. She took upon herself 7 years that her son come back safe from war. He did, and she became Tamei, and then she went to Eretz Yisrael, became Tamei again, and she ended up keeping 21 years of Naziros, and Rabbi Yehuda said no, it was actually only 14 years that happened, not 21 years. So the Gemara says on the bottom of Yud Tesimun Beis Katani, Reisha, the beginning says that Beis Shammai Omrim Nazir Shloshim Yom. You have to be a Nazir when you go from Chutz La'aretz as a Nazir and enter into Eretz Yisrael. You have to be a Nazir for 30 days. Beis Hillel Omrim Nazir B'tchila. Beis Hillel says you have to start all over again from if you took a 60-day Nazir, if you took a 7-year Nazir, you have to start all the way from the beginning. So what's the machlokas? So Gemara suggests Lema B'hak Mifki. Maybe they're arguing about the following case: the Beis Shammai Savri Eretz Amim Mishum Gusha Gazu Aleha. We'll explain that in a second. Beis Hillel Savri Mishum Avira Gazu Aleha. So what's this talking about? So if you look at, let's take a look at the Mefarsh in the bottom of Yud Tesimun Beis, Lema b'hakumifki b'Beis Shammai desavri mishum gusha gazu. Gusha means a mound of dirt. V'lo mishum avira, not because of the air. V'have kalisha tumasa, and the tumah is therefore weak. Mishum hachi sagile b'sholshim yom. Okay, we'll have to contrast this to Beis Hillel in a second and put this together. But Beis Hillel says on the top of Chesem and Aleph, the Mefarsh says Beis Hillel Savri Mishim Avir Gazu is a gzeir because of the Avir, the air, the atmosphere, the Chamir Tumasa, and therefore it's a more severe Tuma Mishim Hachitzicha the Tevek B'tchila. So we're not explaining why this is, but what is the concern? And the concept is a person who goes from Eretz Amim Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael, we assume they're Tamei. Why do we assume they're Tamei? Because maybe Beis Hillel says maybe they touched a mound of dirt that may have been a mace, someone buried there, and may have been a tumas mace there, and that is just a possibility. And as opposed to Beis Hillel says all the avir of Chutz La'aretz, all of that is considered Tamei. I think it's an issue of how expansive the tuma is. Let's see if he doesn't really explain why avir is more chamer than that of gusha.
To me, it would be the other way around.
Right, because the chamer is substance. Sure. Avir is there's no substance to it. So let's see. Right, so if you look at Tosa explains a little bit better. Lema b'ha, just read from Tosas himself. Is svarim degarsi hachi. The Beis Shammai savri eret amem mishum gusha gazula. That's our girsa. Lo al havira. Because if it's about the gusha, if a person could put himself in a little box and enter through the box and doesn't touch the dirt of Eretz Amim, he could avoid the tumah, as opposed to Beis Hillel Savri, afilu al avira gazu, even in the air. So even if a person were to be in a box, he'd be tamei, because the airspace is a problem. That's the understanding of our machloka. So since the avir, no one could avoid the avir, but you can avoid the gush, that's why Beis Hillel is more machmir than the Beis Shammai. That's the initial understanding of this machloka. The Gemara says, not true, lo. T'chuli amam mishum gusha gazula. Everybody agrees it's because of the dirt, and a person could avoid it by being in a box, carried over the box, and avoid it, he wouldn't be tamei. U'Beis Shammai Savri mistam nazir's kenisana. So what was the kenas for, a person went to Chutz La'aretz and comes back, what's his kenas? The penalty was, he has to just count 30 days, that was enough to be as a penalty. U'Beis Hillel Savri ki kenisna b'tchilas nazir's. The kenas was the beginning of nazir's to start all over again. Now, why was there a kenas here? So no one claims why there was a kenas here, but I guess for leaving Chutz La'aretz.
Hashem
leaving...
Nazar b'Chutz La'aretz, who limshoch had kufash. Because he did a. It would be almost like a kenas, like saying Nazirus in a Beis Akvaros, I guess, or something. Because he knows that it's.
Because the Chacham made a gzera of Tumah Dirbanan in Chutz La'aretz, so making a Nazirus in Chutz La'aretz is similar to that of Beis Akvaros. But we don't have, I see, okay. Interesting.
So a class on a Durabanan is different than a Durabanan on a Durabanan. An Xera on a Durabanan.
Right, exactly. This isn't a Xera. Right, it's not a Xera. It's a punishment on violating the Xera. Okay. The Gemara now says, Maisa b'Hilni Hamalka. There's that story we had with Hilni, who took upon herself from Naziris, that she says, if my son returns home safely from the Milchama, I'm going to be a Nazir, or Nazira, for 7 years. Ibailu, Bishinit Meis, Valiba de Beis Shammai, Oduma Bishalodnit Meis, Valiba de Beis Hillel. So this case, the first stage of her Naziris, she kept 7 years, and all the way towards the end of the Naziris, she became Tameh. So you want to know what exactly happened, what type
this
of tumor?
This was when she was making it up in Israel.
Oh, this is the third time around.
The second time, I think.
So after 14 years, she's about to enter in Eretz Yisrael, and then
after 7 years, she goes in, and then she makes it up. And then I think by the end of the second time when she was in Eretz Yisrael, the last day she became, I think, isn't that? I don't know.
Uh-huh.
The Gemara, the
Mishnah. Okay. Yeah,
so again, that would make sense, because otherwise anyway she would be Tamin Kuzlaaretz.
Yeah, okay. So she was 7 years, entered Eretz Yisrael at the end of it, so she had to start all over again. At the end of her second set of 7 years,
right,
in Eretz Yisrael, she became Tamei.
At the end of the second years, which she did, the first time she did Eretz Yisrael,
okay. So what I know is Bishanit Meis Valibu de Beishamai, which means what? So if you see the Mefari, she says Valibu de Beishamai. Actually, let's go above that. Ibailu Hadam Rabbi Yehuda the Lo Haisan Nazir El Yudalad Bishanit Makama, referring to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says she was only Nazir for 14 years. Within Rabbi Yehuda, we're asking
what
a question.
What are you reading?
The Mefarish.
Tosfos also says.
Also within Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So within Rabbi Yehuda, the Shaila is, the Mefarish explains, Valiba de Beishamai, the Kesha'al Salar Laret, when she made Aliyah, Vayisa Osa Shloshim Yom, Ki Beishamai, Nid Meis Betumas Meis, Vissas Es HaKol, Vissas Es Shiva Sharim, Vachem Ki Betchila. Ah. So referring to when she entered Eretz Yisrael, so according to Beis Shammai, you don't have to start all over again when you go to Eretz Yisrael. You only have to do 30 days. So what happened? Are we referring to when she entered Eretz Yisrael, she's supposed to keep 30 days, but then she became Tamei. So then since she never completed her 7 years, 7 years plus 30 days, she has to start all over again now. Or are we saying within Beis Hillel, and she didn't become Tamei, but her very entry into Eretz Yisrael caused her to keep the 7 years all over again? That's the Shaila. Did she actually become Tamei? And according to Beis Shammai, that's why you have to start all over again? Or no, according to Beis Hillel, even if you didn't become Tamei, because entering Eretz Yisrael requires starting all over again.
But you're talking about two different cases. The first case is, according to Beis Shammai, would be that she was Nitmeis at the last day of the...
Within Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says she kept 7 years, and then she entered Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
And then she had to keep another 7 years. So why did she keep another 7 years in Eretz Yisrael? So we would say Pasha, because Beis Hillel says, when you enter Eretz Yisrael, you start all over again.
Right.
The Gemara Zasavik, maybe even according to Beis Shammai, maybe she entered Eretz Yisrael, and she has to just keep 30 days, Lefi Beis Shammai. But then within those 30 days, she became Tamei, and she never completed her 7 years plus 30. So she has to start all over again for becoming Tamei, even according to Beis Shammai.
Is that Beis Shammai's...
Beis Shammai holds... But we don't know. Well, Beis Shammai's svar is that if you enter Eretz Yisrael, you need to keep 30 days, and that's it.
Right.
But let's say you never complete those 30 days. There's still, those 30 days are considered a continuation of your initial Nazirus. If everybody holds, if you become Tamei during your Nazirus, you have to start all over again. So when you're in those 30 days bonus, let's say.
So the question is if those 30 days are part of the 7 or independent.
It seems like it's definitely part of it. We just want to know what actually happened. Okay. If Beis Shammai would agree.
So it's for sure that if she becomes Tamei on the first 30 days, she has to do a whole 7.
Exactly.
Wow.
We want to know, why does she have to do 7? Is it because she holds like Beis Shammai and she became Tamei?
It's a tough mistake.
Right. So, okay. Answer the Gemara, Toshma, also the arts, Behoru Beis Hillel, Shetei Nazir, Od Sheva Shar, Macheros, when she entered Yisrael, Beis Hillel gave the psak, you have to be a Nazir for another 7 years. Had been the case where no, she entered into Eretz Yisrael, she only needed to keep 30 days, but she had to become Tamei. And Beis Shammai holds she has to keep another 7 years. Ihalchi, that's the case. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Lohaisa Nazira Ela Yudal Chana, Yudal Chana Ushloshim Yomi Baile. It should have said, if the case was that she entered into Eretz Yisrael, she should only have to keep 14 years plus 30 days.
Right, makes sense.
According to Beis Shammai. The fact that it doesn't say that, it says it's just Stam 14 years, tells us that we're holding like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. And she actually didn't become Tamei. Tani Nami Hachi, the Brisa says as well, moreover, proves this point, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishim Rabbi Eliezer, Damar Kro, the Pasuk says, Zos Terasa Nazir, HaTorah Amar, Ki Nin Me Beyom Melea Tein Lo Taras Nazir. This is the Torah of the Nazir, this is the Lach of the Nazir. The Torah says, when you become Tamei, on the day that you complete it, you have to give a Taurus Nazir. You have to start all over again. Right, so if you become Tamei, even on the last day, you have to start all over again. Oh, sorry, you have to... Yeah, start all over. So this is supposed to prove who? That he holds like Beis Hillel. Here's on Mefarish here.
I guess because he brings this pasuk to support his opinion... It must be that he brings this explanation to support this opinion.
Uh-huh.
And you see from this that it's a it's the fact that it's part of the, I guess it's part of the original 7 years.
And the way the Rosh Hashanah is, had it been Beis Shammai, you wouldn't have to keep a Naziris over again. You have to just keep 30 days over again.
No, I think even according to Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since he only has to do Limlot 30 days, he wouldn't have to do another 7.
No, saying you do.
Because it says, בין נתנה ביום האחרון של נזירות של 30 יום ובין נתנה ביום האחרון של נזירות ארוכה יותר אינו חייב לחזור לנגוד נזירות אלא 30 יום בלבד
according to Beis Shammai.
Yeah. ואם תעלה על עדך שרב יהודה סובר שמעשה היה ושנתמד כשיטת בית שמאי לא הייתה נזירות נמשכת 14 שנה
right.
אלא רק 7 שנים בחוץ לארץ ויום, ועוד 30 יום לאחר שעלתה לארץ ישראל
right. So this proof is that he didn't say
30 יום לאחר שנתמד.
Right, so I'm saying this proof is that is you have to say you have to take upon yourself the complete Naziris again. Now it doesn't say 30 days again. You have to take upon yourself the new Taurus Nazir. So wherever your Nazir days were, you have to redo those if you become Tameh. Right, that's how the Rosh Hashanah is.
It's what we said before that if she would be Tameh on the 30 days that she was supposed to make up, it would be only another 30 days, not another 7 years.
Right,
it would be 60 days.
Right, exactly, and this sounds like. I assume it's only an Asmach the Baalma here, because the Hilah Beis Shammai is a machlok, it's about Gzeres Ha'amim, which is only Tumah Midirabanan. So this pasuk must simply be an Asmach, I imagine. Okay, but you see that rush?
I'm trying to go through it quickly.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
So in the when the Gemara asked the question which way Rabbi Yehuda was leaning,
mm-hmm.
what would the underlying question the Gemara was asking is, does Rabbi Yehuda hold in Beis Shammai that upon getting Tame, upon becoming Tame within that 30-day period, it destroys everything, or does he not hold that way in Beis Shammai? In other words, we asked it who he was going like. Is he going like Beis Shammai, or is he going like Beis Hillel? But the underlying question, what was really driving the Gemara, is we wanted to understand this Rabbi Yehuda hold conceptually that according to Beis Shammai, if you get Tame within the 30 days after the 7 years, it'll restart your
yeah.
entire account.
I thought it was a given that it would recount restart the count. I thought it was just a question, who does he hold like?
But if that's the case, so what's the Teretz? What's the Teretz?
From Rabbi Yehuda when the way
when he says, so according to the way the Rosh is explaining
it. I think here it says that he goes according to the Shisas of Rabbi Eliezer. We learned before that Eino Tarech Lashlim Ela Shlashim Yom Veino Soter Et Kol Yemez in Jerusalem.
Which makes sense. Rabbi Elazar was a Shmosi. He was from the family of Beis Shammai, right. the Beis Medrash of Beis Shammai. But according to the Rosh here, I think he's saying that had Rabbi Yehuda held like Beis Shammai, passing that way, so the person became Tamei, he should have to keep only 30 days at the end. But the fact that the Drash is he has to keep a Taras Nazir, whatever his Nazir was that he took upon himself, says he holds like Beis Hillel, you have to start all over again.
Why would he keep 30 days at the end if we said in the Kasha that according to in the Bailu that according to Rabbi Yehuda and Beis Shammai he'd have to break off all 7 years?
Right.
Why did that change?
Right. So I thought the Bryce was bringing a raya for if a person goes into Eretz Amim from Eretz Amim to Eretz Yisrael, what that initial gzera was. Mm-hmm. But you're saying the Shaila is different. Let's see, how does he say this? Yeah, I think that's how the Rosh is saying. He says, that the case of Hilni and Malka was a case where he became Tamei, and that even Beis Shammai would agree to start all over again. I hear. So you're saying within Beis Shammai it's possible that the extra 30 days you wouldn't have to start all over again. You only have to keep 30 days.
I'll ask a different question. When the Gemara asks Yibayiluhu according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is he going in Beis Shammai Shita, is he going in Beis Hillel Shita? What's the Nafkaminitas? Who cares? If those are the two Shitas, what's the Nafkaminitas?
The Rosh says in the beginning, Lo Palag Rabbi Yehuda Tanakama, Elabikar Maisa, they're arguing about what happened. Wait a second.
That's only on the tzad that
right.
he's going in Beis Hillel.
Right.
But on the tzad that he's going in Beis Shammai, and this is what I'm trying to say, on the tzad he's going in Beis Shammai, it's telling you his interpretation of Beis Shammai would have been different than the Tanakam's interpretation of Beis Shammai. So what the underlying question was, the Yibayil, who is, does he have a different interpretation of Beis
uh-huh.
Shammai, or is he just...
I see. So if you assume that Tanakam is going like Beis Shammai, so then Rabbi Yehuda argues Beis Shammai. He says, no, Beis Shammai wouldn't require you to start all over again, he'd only require another 30 days. But if you assume that the Tanakhama is going like Beis Hillel, so he agrees to Beis Hillel, and conceptually he just argues what actually happened. So when we assume that the first part is talking about Beis Hillel, so then Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Beis Hillel, just the Metzius. And the Raya is that we're saying here, because if he held like Beis Shammai, he should have said 14 years plus 30 days. In fact, he doesn't say that, it must be held like Beis Hillel.
That was
the initial rap. And the second rap, Tanya Nami Hochi now, he says you have to keep Taurus Nazir, because had it been like Beis Shammai, all he would require is 30 days, not the Taurus Nazir.
Right, had he had this other interpretation of Beis Shammai, he wouldn't be able to say this drasha.
I gotcha. Drasha
only works with the way we thought.
I gotcha, which in itself is interesting, because this is a drasha, and we're talking about on a Dirabana level. So you have to assume this is an Esmachta. Okay, fine, beautiful. The Gemara now, the new Mishnah tells us that Daf Chaf, Misha Hayush Shtei Kitei Eidim Me'idis Oso. The person has two different groups of Eidim testifying against him, about him. And Eilu Me'idim Ashenazir Shtayim, one family, one group say he took upon himself a 2-year Naziris, Ve'elu Me'idim Ashenazir Chamesh, the other one says it was a 5-year Naziris. So what's the halacha? Does he have to keep 2? Does he have to keep 5? So Beishami Omrim Nechlecha Ha'edus Vein Kan Naziris. There's a Machlokas, Eidus Achasha. Each knock each other out. They neutralize each other. And there's no Eidus. Ubeisil Omrim Yesh Becha Chamesh Shtayim Mishay Nazir Shtayim. No. Everybody agrees there's at least 2-year Naziris. That much they agree upon. So he should at least be 2 years. The additional 3 years is the Machlokas. So therefore he should be 2-year Nazir. So the Gemara says, Masnisin delo kiai Tana. Our Mishnah does not go like the following Tana. The Tanya Rabbi Yishmael Benosha Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka Omer. Lo nechleku beishami beishilel al kshtei kitei edim. They don't argue about two kitei edim, where achas omer shayim, achas omer chamesh. Sheyesh becha chamesh shayim. In that case, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, Rabbi Yishmael Benosha Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka says, that they don't argue about the case of the Mishnah.
Sorry, what do you mean? Yesh bichlal chamesh shtayim.
When I say that you're a nazir for 5 years, I obviously within that I'm assuming you're also first of 2 years. You're 2 years plus 3. So when Adam says you're a nazir for 2 years, and I say you're a nazir for 5 years, bichlal of 5 is really 2.
We all agree that is 2.
There's at least
it's
2.
A funny way to explain.
That's how the Gemara uses in other contexts also. By machlok is how much money a person owes. So I say you owe 200. He says you owe 500. Well, we both agree you at least owe $200. So at least pay the 200, and the other 300 are bitar suffik.
I think we're talking about not years. How many naziris?
It says oh yeah, could be. I understood years. Let's see. They say differently.
That's what we are supposed to.
It doesn't say years. You're right.
Okay.
No, not for me really.
What?
Mefarish is Shanim.
Interesting.
He's under base by base Hillel Omrim.
I don't think there's much. I don't think there's an Afkamina, but who knows?
I'm sorry. Can we start from Matnissin from the Gemara?
Okay, so the Gemara says Matnissin. The Lord Kiay Tana. Our Mishnah is not like the Tana. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Benel Shav Rebbechem Rembroka Omer. Lo Nechleku Beisham Beis Hillel. They do not argue. This is going to be against our Mishnah. They do not argue. Al Shtei Kite Edim. When two groups of Edim say. Achas Omer Shtayim, Achas Omer Chamesh. One says 2 years, one says 5 years. Sheyesh Bechal Chamesh Shtayim. That within the 5 years, he agrees there's at least 2 years. No one argues. They both agree that he's going to be a Nazir for 2 years. That's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said they actually argued in that case. So this Brisa, Rabbi Shmuel says everyone agrees he will be 2 years. Alma Nechleku, when is the Machlokas? Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel. Akas Achas, within one group, we're Echad, we're one aid Omer Shtayim. V'echad omer chamesh, and the other eight says 5. So what's the halacha here? So shebeishami omer nechleku edusan. There's a machlokas. You knocked each other out. They're neutralized. There's nothing to talk about here. But beis hillel omer yesh bechal chamesh shtayim. No, within 5 there's 2. So when the one eight says you were 5 years, well within that you're agreeing there's at least 2 years. So therefore it would be chal according to beis hillel. That's the machlokas, which is different than the way the mishnah presents the machlokas. So let's see. So the Gemara says, "Amarav hakol modim b'mona." Everybody agrees by mona. What does it mean b'mona? So if you look at the Tosos at the bottom here, Tosos says 3 lines up from the bottom, "Amarav hakol modim b'mona." Shenechleku ha'edus the Rabbi Shma nechleku ha'edus. When the edus itself within the one kat, there's a machlokas. One ed says one, the other ed says the other thing. The Rabbi Shmuel damar depligi beis shamay beis hillel b'kas achas haynu kishomer echad shayim echad omer chamesh. Ava im mona. So what do you mean in Mona?
If the guy counts up 1, 2, 3, he doesn't say 5 years. He says He was a Nazir for one, two, three, four.
Aha. Uh-huh. So what's the, let's see, the Gemara, I think, is going to elaborate on this point. So Amar Lei, Rav Chama, Rav Chista, Mai Kamar. What exactly is Rav saying by HaKol Modim B'mona? So Ilema, if you say that Echad Omer Chamesh V'lo Shtayim, he says five, but not two. He says not two. V'Echad Omer Shtayim V'lo Chamesh, and they really articulate against the other one, HaKamach Shehadadeh, what's the Chiddush? Of course they knock each other out. It was definitely five, and I will not agree to the person who says two. So then, that seems to be, I guess, so posh. El Echad Omer Achas U'Shtayim, Echad Omer Shalosh Arba V'Chamesh, he says one, two, the other one, as you said, the three, four, five. But he doesn't, 3, 4, 5 doesn't say 1, 2 though. So by his not saying 1, 2, does that imply that he says it's definitely not 1, 2? Interesting, again, it's an interesting way of speaking. But he says he was a Nazir for 1, 2 years.
So Mon is worse. Mon is worse than Hakol Modim. That
it doesn't work. Exactly. So the case of if I say 5 and not 2, and you say 2 and not 5, every that's so posh it didn't have to be addressed. If I say 1, 2, and then you say 3, 4, 5. Is your 3, 4, 5 excluding the 1, 2? You didn't say not 1, 2, but at the same time you didn't mention it's somewhere in the middle. So that's the case that Rav says everybody agrees. Since you said 3, 4, 5, it's implied that you're saying not 1, 2. They don't agree to each other, and that would be Eidish Mukheshes. It's interesting. Yeah, it's definitely interesting. So the Gemara says, so Halamali. So what's the need for this? Hashti Yeshlomar Chamirasa Amarav Kilsa Lomar. So what's going on? What's the shaila? So if we look at the Mefarish on the top here, there are a bunch of different girsels here. So the Mefarish explains, Hol Lamali, Lemehedev Lemisne. Why do you have to go ahead and teach this? V'hashti Yeshlomar Chamirasa Amarav Heicha Dahavu Shtei Kitei Edim. When there are two different groups of Edim, V'achas Amaras, Achas Shtayim V'shniya. One group says 1, 2. V'shniya, the second party says Omer Gimel Shlosha Arba Chamesh 3, 4, 5. Shmina Lalar of Rab Nechlek Dusan. So we find that it's apparent that they're arguing with each other. B'kilsa the Lavi Elchad V'chad Lo Amar Nechlek Dusan Pshita Devade Amar. I'm not sure what I'm reading right now, to be honest.
I don't have very clear the whole issue. To me, when they say Shalosh Arba V'Chamesh, it would be like they're adding to the first one. They're not really contradicting.
But it's a separate statement, though.
So let's say he committed to 1, 2, mm-hmm. And then you say 3, 4, 5.
Right. Because I stand, he committed to 3, 4, 5. So we say 3, 4, 5. You're emphasizing the 3, 4, 5.
3, 4, 5 without 1, 2.
Right, but he said, I guess, I don't know if it's meaning 3 or 4 or 5 or. Right.
I don't know. Whatever. Not that it's going to change much. It says, Rachama makshe al divrei rav lefi biur ze lefiv nechshevet עדות בלשון 3, 4, 5 כהחשה לעדות על שתי נזירות הועיל ולא הזכיר את שתי הנזירות הראשונה.
Let's look at Tosfos, dear Maschal Halchi Garcinan. Tosfos says Halchi Garcinan, we should go before, you think, earlier? I think the earlier Tosfos, I think we've pretty much said that, but the next Tosfos, Halchi Garcinan, Su Lamali, Hashe Yishlomer Chamirasa Amar, Kilsa Lakol Shigain, Velo Garcinan Amar Rav. Rav is not part of the Girsa here, okay, that we have in front of us, but he took it out. Halchi Perusha. The parach, the Gemara is asking, "Amai kamar davi hachasha?" Why is the Gemara saying that's a hachasha when one guy says 1, 2, and the other party says 3, 4, 5? Mishum damrinan kaven deze amar shalosh arba chamish v'lo amar gam achas v'shaim. Since he leaves that 1, 2, havi keilu amar befeirish. It's as if he's explicitly saying v'lo achas v'shaim, saying it definitely wasn't 1 or 2. Nazir. So amai name a dulavi hachasha. Maybe we should say it's not a hachasha. Umash lo hizkir achas v'shaim. This is what you say, Riggy. That which he didn't mention 1 or 2, demalo lahaskir chamirasa. Dehainu shalosh v'arba v'chamesh amar, kilsalo amar. So if he says 3, 4, 5, which is the more, the longer period is here, certainly included that as 1, 2, the lesser one. So hamatino lemar the achas u'shtayim bechlal dvarav, most of who al achad. He's adding on to the first guy. What
so
the first guy is.
So that's the question.
Selavali lo hachasha. It's not considered hachasha, right. When I see 3, 4, 5. That's my mature question.
Right.
So again, halamali. What I don't understand the Gemara. I don't understand this pshat here. Hasha yeshalmer chamirasa. Since he says 3, 4, 5, amarav kill shalomer. Does he not imply 1, 2 also as part of it? So amri b'marava in the west in Eretz Yisrael, they would say ain hachash b'mona. No, the case of mona, which earlier Rav said mona, everyone agrees it is considered edus mecheshes. The conclusion of Eretz Yisrael in Marav was not that way. That when a person says only 3, 4, 5, it's simply adding on to the 1, 2.
So he would have to do 2.
Exactly. Hajr alach. Okay. Mishamar.
Okay. I'm surprised nobody said that the guy who says 3, 4, 5 means in 60 days. 1, 2, he's going to leave 1, 2, he's not going to do anything. And then 3, 4, 5, he's going to have 3 terms.
That's what
no, I'm just saying it seems like a little...
But 3, 4, 5 could only be... But the first 60 days that you're waiting of doing nothing, that's not considered a 1, 2 of Nazir.
Right.
So that's just like...
It's just a way of saying when we're going to start.
So that could have been an interpretation of what he meant.
But you are... No, but this is what the Eidim are saying, not what he's saying. The guy, one Eidim said he said 1, 2, and the other said he said 3, 4, 5. So they're not going on his covenant. They're saying, no, he said... There's no way he could have said 3, 4, 5 without saying 1, 2.
Right, but then they're trying to figure out, okay, so what does he have to do now?
Right.
But I'm thinking that maybe he just said, listen, I'm thinking about 5 terms, and the first 2 I'm not doing anything, so in 60 days from now I'm going to take 3 Nazirs. But it doesn't matter.
Okay.
And if they're found Zomimim, they have to do 5 Nazirs. There you know.
Okay, new Mishnah, new parak, up to the 4th parak. How many dafs do we have, by the way, in Nazir?
They only
have
the first set.
60. Okay, we're a third, a little bit less than third, 60-something. Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the new parak says, Mishamar Harini Nazir. This guy says, I want to be a Nazir. Vishama Chaveru, his friend here, is Vamar Vani, I too. Vani, and then I too. Kulam Naziran. So I guess multiple friends say this. So I guess it's a whole like domino effect. Ruvain says, I'm a Nazir. Then Shimon says, Ani. Levi says, Vani, and so on. Each person is becomes a Nazir. But Reuven is the source. He's the starting point. Hu tarishon. Somehow Reuven has his Naziris removed. Tatar sadarim. He goes to Chacham. So then Hu chukul. And then all of them fall away as well. Because since they're Tali, they didn't say an independent statement of Ani Nazir. They said Vani, wherever Reuven is. But when Reuven is released of his obligations of Nazir, so they also become released. But let's say Hutar Achon. Let's say Levi's the last one in the line. And his Naziris is uprooted. Ha'achon mutter. So for Levi, he's no longer Nazir. He's his mutter, but v'kulam asurim. But the other ones don't hinge on Levi's Naziris. Their Naziris still stand. So Amar Harini Nazir. Guy says, I want to be a Nazir. V'shama chaver. And his friend hears this as well. V'amar pi kipiv. V'sari, excuse me, k'saro. I raise a Nazir. My mouth is like his mouth. Or I actually don't have to say both of them. Or you say, my hair is like his hair. That qualifies for a Nazir as well. Let's say a guy says, that the Tosus says the Gemara is going to explain all of this. Let's say the guy says, Hareini Nazir, right, Hareini Nazir Vishama Ishto. His wife hears this, and she says, Vani, I also. So that means she's a Nazir, or Nazira. Mefresh Shela. So if he's made for hers, Vishilo Kaim. When he's made for hers, that has no impact on his, because hers came second. But let's say the opposite case happens. Harini Nazira, the wife says, I'm a Nazir. Vishama Bala, then her husband here says, Vamir, Vani, I also want to be just like you. Then Eino Yachala Hafir, he's not able to be made for hers, because if he were able to make for her, then it's going to undo his. He's not able to be made for his own, so therefore she's stuck. Let's say the case is Harini Nazir V'at. Husband says, I'm a Nazir, and you also. Vamir Amen says, yes, Amen, I want to be a Nazir. So then, in that case... What? Right.
He asked her, what about you?
Okay, so he asked, and she says, yes, I'd love to be a Nazir as well. Let's do this together. So, Mefer Shalah, Vishalokhaim. He's able to make for hers, because hers, she came second. Her Amen was second. So he can make for her, and it will have no impact on his, and his still stands. But let's say she says, Harini Nazir Vata. I'm a Nazir. Would you like to join me in this Naziris? V'amar Amen, yes, I want to join you with this. Then Ein Yochel Lahafir, he's not able to, because if he made for hers, then it's going to undo his, which is not able to be done. So therefore, her fard doesn't work even on hers.
It's funny, because it's the exact same case as previous.
Yeah, I imagine the Gemara is going to ask, with Tzichuch, so why do you need both these cases?
Yeah. Different sounds to be, because...
He actually is asking her.
Right, and it sounds like he's almost... making his Nazir's Tully on hers, and then she responds yes to both. So you would think in that case they're more tightly wound the two with one another.
Okay, Gemara says, now Yosef Reish Lakish came to Yehuda. Reish Lakish was sitting in front of Rabbi Yehuda in Nisiyah. The Yosef came and he was saying the following: Vehu shetetfisu kulam besoch kadei dibur. So it doesn't work if there's a long delay. It has to be within toch kadei dibur. And ask the Gemara, Vekama toch kadei dibur? How long is toch kadei dibur? Kadei shelas shalom. In order to greet, to give a greeting, Vekama kadei shelas shalom. How long is a greeting? What's a greeting? Kadei shomer shalom. Talmud Rav, the way a Talmud says to his Rav, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Is that what they say here in the Mishnah? Yeah. They say, fine. Shalom Alecha Rebbe, which is three. It's the Lamais that came up in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Hashanah, those who are preparing for Hashanah. The halacha is a person says, Kel Kadosh, incorrectly. You're supposed to say Melech Kadosh coming this Sunday night for the next 10 days. If you quickly change Melech Kadosh within Toch Kedei Dibur, that is able to erase the Kel Kadosh you said. But if you delay more than three words, more than Toch Kedei Dibur, it doesn't work. You have to repeat Shemon Esrei all over again. So that's the halacha. And there's a lot of gulamdas in Toch Kedei Dibur. I'm looking around here if they... look at the Tosas, actually. Tosas is saying interesting here. Tosas is kulam b'toch Kedei Dibur. Six lines up from the bottom here. Kedei mefarsh v'holich, kedei she'elas shalom, talmud l'rav, dehainu shalom alecha rebi, shlosha tables. Hachanami yicholun l'shlosha anashim lihatbis ba'atzman b'rishon shenadar b'nazir shekolechar omar v'ani, heim shalosh tables. Da'afila achman Toch Kedei Dibur min arishon. So three guys, because Ani, Vani, Vani, that's three words. By the time you get to the Revi, the fourth guy, he's already too far away from the first guy's statement. And Yochel Hatbis Atzma Barishon, Afil Amar Vani, Shekfar Shaho, Kedei Dibur, Minarishon, Velachach Lochaila Nizir Sehervi. The question will be, can his Vani work on the other guy's Vani? Can I piggyback on the third guy? Because fourth guy can no longer use the first guy. Maybe he can really use a third guy. That he doesn't address here.
Sounds like not, right? Because he's saying that it's...
Right. Right, so what would happen to be, let's say there's a case, and the Mishnah didn't address the case. They addressed the case of the first guy or the last guy, the Hataras Nadarm. So let's say the middle guy, let's say number two.
I'll see
you downstairs. And I'll see you at a restaurant, actually.
Oh, you're going to have Devin here? Yeah.
If they let me.
Sunday morning. What time?
Yeah, long slichos.
Oh, it's what time?
What time is the first slichos?
First slichos is 6.
Not late?
Davening will end at 8.
Yeah. It's a dominant way to sleep. It's like a little bit more than that.